Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Allison, and I'm so glad you're here. What you're about to listen to is a guided prayer reflection called Meet God on the Mountain. It draws on themes from chapter 8 of The Secure Soul, and you can find the entire written version in the Secure Soul Companion Guide. Before we start, it's important to note that there's no one right way to imagine your inner world. This is just an invitation to slow down and notice what's happening inside of you and to bring those parts of yourself into God's presence. This reflection will take about 8 minutes or so, so you might want to find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted for the next few minutes. You can pause the recording at any time if you want to sit with something a little longer, and you might want to have a journal or a piece of paper nearby, not because you need to write anything, but just in case a word or image comes to you that you want to hold on to. Take a moment to settle into your body. Close your eyes if you'd like, and take a few slow breaths. Now imagine your inner world as a mountain landscape. Not a mountain you must climb to prove something, but a mountain that represents your soul. There may be wooded areas, rocky places, open meadows, shaded valleys. You are standing within its hills. As you take in the terrain around you, pause and notice, what parts of you are with you? You may sense different parts of your soul, perhaps a vigilant one scanning for danger, a weary part of you sitting nearby, or a fearful one holding your hand. Take a moment to notice the different parts of you who are present. Now imagine inviting each of these parts of you to take a walk with you. You're going to make your way toward a small clearing deep within the mountain, a place where you can pause, reflect, and receive all that you need. How does each part of you respond to this invitation? Does any part of you have a concern? What does each part of you hope to receive? Take a moment to honor whatever comes up without judgment, without shame, simply notice. If any part of you does not wish to go, find out what that part of your soul needs to feel safe. You can stay with that part of you knowing God is with you there. If these different parts of you are willing, begin walking slowly along a gentle trail. Notice the pace that feels steady, not rushed. If you notice any tugging, a worried thought, a to-do list, a distraction, imagine turning toward that part of you and saying, "I see you. I'm here with you now." Notice what shifts when you don't rush or force your soul, when you simply stay steady with yourself. After a few moments, imagine yourself coming to a small clearing deep within the mountain. It feels open here, quiet, safe. Now in this clearing, imagine God walking towards you. You might imagine Jesus with his arms open, or God's love like sunlight filtering through the trees. There is no agenda. God isn't asking you to perform, solve, or prove anything. God is simply moving toward you, delighted to be with you. Notice what happens inside when God's presence enters the clearing. You might notice more calm, spaciousness, warmth, joy, or maybe just companionship. Let yourself feel, even for a moment, that safety of being met and loved exactly as you are. You and the different parts of your soul are not here to be corrected. You are here to be held. Take a few moments to linger in this clearing with God. How do the different parts of you respond to God's presence? Notice whatever comes. It might be an image, a word, a feeling. Just notice. What does each part of you need to receive from God in this moment? Again, notice whatever comes. Take a moment to honor whatever it is that you've noticed happening inside your soul. When you're ready, imagine gathering each part of you around you again. Extend appreciation to God for drawing near and for staying near as you go. Begin your return down the trail, carrying that nearness with you. As you continue, turn toward each of these parts of you. Notice how each one has shifted. Maybe you notice more steadiness, more openness, or maybe you simply notice that felt sense of being seen or being known. Extend your appreciation to each part of you for taking this walk with you. Take one more slow breath. Rest for a moment in gratitude for these different parts of you, for yourself, and for God's steady presence. You've just taken a few moments to be with God and with the different parts of your soul. Whatever came up for you, whether it was vivid or quiet, whether it felt easy or hard, it matters. This is the work of learning to notice and tend to the different parts of your soul and to notice how God meets you there. You can return to this reflection anytime you feel weary, stuck, or distant to help you reconnect with yourself and with God. You can find more exercises like this one in the Secure Soul Companion Guide.